Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Brachot Tav Chav Chet Amud Bet at the Mishnah Rabban Gamliel Omer, which is Mishnah Gimel in the fourth parak. B'chol Yom Vayom Mitpalel Adam Shmoneh Esrei. Rabban Gamliel's opinion is that every day a person should say the full 18 brachot of the tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. He has a version, an abbreviated version. We'll see what that is. If his tefillah is comfortable and fluent in his mouth, if not, then Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. So in other words, he can take the position of the abbreviated version. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is the next Mishnah. Set tefillato keva, ein tefillato tachanunim. Now we're going to go back to this section, so we're going to skip to the end of this Mishnah, because in the next podcast, we're going to analyze this part of the Gemara. So we'll go immediately to the Gemara here. Hani Shmoneh Esrei Keneged Mi. Then an appreciation that the rabbis were the ones who devised the tefillah and decided on 18 brachot, although there is a Tosefta that speaks about 17, and we're familiar with 19. We'll talk about 19 in a few minutes. But the essential number of 18, it was set up to correspond with what? Amar b'Hilal b'Reidu Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani k'neged Shmoneh Esrei Azkarot Shamar David b'Havu l'Adonai b'nei Elim. Mizmor Chavtet, which Chazal clearly saw as being central as a model or a template for tefillah, has 18 mentions of God's name. Rabbi Yosef Mar k'neged Shmoneh Esrei Azkarot Shmi Kriyat Shema. In Kriyat Shema, there's 18 mentions of God's name. Tanachem Rabbi Shmuel Levi k'neged Shmoneh Esrei Chuliot Shmi Shidra. There's 18 vertebrae. All right, so three different approaches to what these 18 are matched with. And so to associate that, we point out that the same Rabbi Tanachum quoted the same Rabbi Shimon Levi as saying that when you bend over during tefillah, all of the vertebrae should be bent. And so that's the connection. There should be a space between where you're bent, that there could be a coin there, like where your heart is. As long as you bent your head, that's enough. As long as it looks like you are really putting in the effort and bending over and not just nodding your head nonchalantly. Now, question is, Hani tamni sari tishsari havin. As I mentioned, we'll talk about the issue of the number. You said that there's 18 brachot, but there's really 19 brachot. If we count in our tefillah, we'll see 19 brachot. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, in the old tefillot, we find that there were 18 brachot, which included the bracha against our enemies, the Lo Shinim, but it had the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha and Etzemach David as one bracha, which ended with the words, Elohei David uvonei Yerushalayim. This is something that Bavli was not familiar with, because the Bavli, or at least did not hold from, because the Bavli even asked the question, Sanhedrin, why we don't say Elohei David. And the Gemara and Sanhedrin about God testing the Avot, not testing David, etc. So this is the Bavli's take. So that Berchat HaMinim was established afterwards in Yavna. That's the Lash Shinim. Keneged Mitiknua. So now if we're going to say that the 18 correspond to the mentions of God's name here, the mentions of God's name there, or the vertebrae, then what's the 19th correspond to? Levi Rabbi Hillel b'Reid Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani keneged El HaKavod Hirim. In Perak Chavtet of Tehillim, there's another mention of God without using God's formal name, but El HaKavod. And it's appropriate because he thunders, and this is the bracha of our enemies. Rav Yosef, can I get Echad Shebe Kriyat Shema? Very appropriate, because even though Echad is not a name of God, it's an important description of God, and if it is the 19th bracha was against the early Christians and against the sectarians, then the name Echad is very critical. There's a small vertebra that we also have. It's a very famous piece. There was a Shimon HaPakuli, not well known otherwise, who was the one who organized the 18 brachot. He put them in an order in front of Megamliel, and it was done in Yavne. So then he turned to the sages and said, there's two ways to read this. May mean to establish a bracha that Rosh HaMakuli did not make, which is a bracha against our enemies and informers and other rats. Or Latakain may mean to take the bracha that has always been there against our enemies and to update it. Latakain, in a sense of reflecting not tzdukim, but notzrim, or whatever the local problem would be in the versions of the tefillah from the Geniza, Eretz Yisrael tefillot, from Al Shinim, which is certainly a censored version that we have, would include an explicit mention of Notzrim. Amach Mor Katan V'Tiknan, or Salvechik has a very interesting piece, which is in one of the early publications of the Rav's works, about why Shmuel HaKatan. L'shana acheret shechacha. Shmuel HaKatan made the bracha or wrote the bracha, and the next year he forgot it. V'yishkiv pashtayim v'shaloshot. He was leading the tefillah, and it took him a while, whether it's 2-3 hours really, or just a long while, he was thinking about it and trying to remember the bracha v'lo elu, and they didn't take him down. Now, amai lo elu, why didn't they replace him? If the Shliach Tzibur makes an error in any of the brachot, ein malinoto, we don't replace him. Berchat chamini, aminim malinoto. But if it's berchat aminim, we do replace him. Why? Chashin and shaminu. Maybe he himself is a mean, and he can't curse himself. The answer is Shani Shmuel Katan, Diyu Tikna. Shmuel Katan is different. He's the one who wrote it. So the chances that he himself is a mean, and that's why he's fumbling around, isn't likely. Maybe he became a mean later. We have a tradition. Somebody who's good doesn't become bad. Velo? We have the famous long piece in Yechezkel Yurchet about the righteous man who has a wicked son, and the wicked son can't ride on his father's coattails, etc. And in it, you have the line, if the tzaddik goes back from being a tzaddik and does bad, then he'll be punished. Which means it's possible. Ha'u Rasha mi Karona. That's somebody who was originally Rasha and became temporarily good and went back. Tzaddik mi karolo, but somebody who's always a tzaddik doesn't become bad. Velo, but none. Famous Mishnah, Tamina Ratzachad Yom Yotchad, don't trust yourself till your dying day. Shrei Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shesh Bakuna Gdola Shvonim Shana. There's a report that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Bait Sheni, was the Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Sofna Satzdukin, at the end he joined the Tzdukin. So you could be a great tzaddik for a long time and at the end go bad. So Abaye Hu Yanai Hu Yochanan. The answer is that this Yochanan was the same as a guy named Yanai, which may tell us that his roots were not great. Rav Mar Yanai Lachud V'Yochanan Lachud. He said, no, those are two different people. Yanai Rashim Ikaro, that was Alexander Yanai, the king. Yochanan Tzadik Mikaro. So Hanechel Abaye, so according to Abaye it works, because if Yochanan is really Yanai, then it means he was a Rasham Ikaro, and becoming a Tzduki at the end was no big news. But according to Rav, it's difficult. Even somebody who started as a tzaddik could go bad. So the question goes back, why didn't they replace Shmuel HaKatan when he couldn't remember Brachat Aminim? Shmuel HaKatan dat chilba, because he started saying the bracha, and then he just forgot the words. The rule that we replace somebody who cannot say the words of Brachat Aminim is only if they don't start it. But if he starts saying the bracha, then we let him finish it, and we let him take his time. Okay, now, we talked about the 18 brachot corresponding to different things, and the 19th corresponding to another thing in that system. Hani shevet shabta keneged mi. We say 7 brachot in the tefillah of Shabbat and Yom Tov. What do those 7 correspond to? In that same mizmor chavtet, there are 7 mentions of Kol Hashem, God's voice. Hanitation Rosh Hashanah kidding me. What about the 9 in Rosh Hashanah, also the 9 on Yom Kippur of Yovel? What are those? Amar Yitzchak, Demin Kartignin, Keneged Tisha Azkarot Shema Chana B'Tfilata. Chana was a very clear connection with Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see in a minute. And when he heard Tfilah at the beginning of the first 10 Sukkim of Perak Bet of Shmuel Aleph, said God's name 9 times. So 9 brachot. Damar Mar Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada Sarah Achel V'Chana. Sarah Achel and Chana were all remembered on Rosh Hashanah. It's a Sugin Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Hani Asim V'Arbada Tanita can I get me? On a Tanit, we say the regular tefillah plus 6 extra tefillah brachot listed in Masachat Tanit, Mishana, etc. So what do those 24 correspond to? I'm Ruta Chelbo, can I get Asim V'Arbada Renan Shemar Shlomo Kirshash Nichnas Ichnis Aron Levei Kodesh HaKodashim? When Shlomo wanted to dedicate the Beit HaMikdash, he said 24 different songs have the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim open up so you can bring the Aron in. Famous Haggadah, only when he said Su'ushar Mashachim did it open. Yachiko Yoma Nami Nimrinu, so why don't we say him every day? Shlomo said it on a day of special penitential prayers. So we said on Tanit Tzibur, which is a day of special prayers. Okay, Beshua said that every day you say Me'ein Shmon Esrei. So my Me'ein Shmon Esrei, what does that mean? Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Bracha O Bracha, which means that you say a short version of Chonen Adat, a short version of Rotsevi Tshuva. Shmuel Amar, different thing. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Adat Darchecha, Umol Oven Liratecha, Sachlanu Al Liyot Geulim. Notice, he's taking like two words from each bracha, but turning it into a single sentence. Rachakeinu Machovenu, keep us distant from our pain. Dashnu Mi'ot Tarzecha, make us fat from the beauty of your land, or the richness of your land. Fatotinu Mi'avak Kadabates, bring the dispersed ones together to your land. Hatoim Al Dadcha Yishaftu, those who are in error should be judged. Shaim and Divadecha, put your hand over the Rishaim to punish them. It's Mechutza, they give in Yanuecha, Tikone Chalecha, Tzuchat Keren David Abdecha, that rolls those three together. Chanan Shem Rechacha, Tumakai Nata Taneh, Pata Shem Shomea Tfila. So he has one bracha, which means, according to Shmuel, you'd say seven brachot, the first three, then this middle one that covers all middle 13 in one bracha, ending with Shomea Tfila, and the last three. Layatala Abaya Mandamatsli Avinenu. Abaya said, anybody says Avinenu, he curses them. They're taking the short way out. All right, I'm Rav Nachman Mer Shmuel. Kol shana kulam palal dam avinenu. You could say avinenu all year. Chutz motzei Shabbat motzei yomim tovim. You can't say it on motzei Shabbat in Mariv. Motzei yantif. Why? Because tzrich lomar avdalah b'chonen adat. Because you need to have the bracha of chonen adat in which to say avdalah. We're going to get to that next parak. Matkav Rav Shmuel neimer bracha arvid fnei atzma. So why don't we just say it as a fourth bracha? Meaning you say Ela Kadosh and then say Hamav the min kodesh lechol and then avinenu. After all, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the fifth parak that Havdalah is said is an independent bracha in tefillah. Let's remember Hoda'a. So the answer is we don't rule like Rabbi Akiva the rest of the year that we should suddenly do it on Motzei Shabbat and part of Havineinu and have one extra bracha. So why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva all year? Because Tamar Sari Tikkun, Shari Lo Tikkun, they made 18 brachot, not 19, or now 19 and not 20. So then, Achanami, Shara Tikkun, Tamar Lo Tikkun, same thing for Avinenu, there's 7 brachot, not 8. 3, 3, and the one in the middle, not 2 in the middle. So he raised a good question. Why don't we just integrate it into Avinenu? Meaning, add Avinenu, add 3, 4 words about Havdalah. So the answer is Kasha, that's a good question. Amar Bive Barabaye. He said, you can't say Avinenu in the winter. You have to ask for rain, and it's not in there. So Mar Zutra asked the same question he just asked, which is, throw those words in. So the answer is, Atili Trudi. Once you do that, people get confused. They didn't have a Sidur, they did this by heart, so they get confused. So that's the same answer as Havdalah for the question we asked 2 seconds ago. So the answer is no. Amri Hatam came into Akhtar with Chilat Tzlota. There, it's at the very beginning of this special paragraph. Lomachi, it won't confuse you. Came into Akhtar with Emsat Tzlota, but the Geshem is in the middle of that paragraph. Machi, it would confuse you. So that's why Razutra didn't think it would confuse you, in Havdalah. Magravashi, Venemra B'Shomea Tfilah. So why don't we just say, Tein Tal Matar, at the end of Havinenu, at Shomea Tfilah. If you didn't say Mashiva Ruach in Tchiyat HaMetim and Mechalkel Chayim, then you have to go back and daven. Sheila Berchat HaShanim, but if you didn't ask for rain in Berchat HaShanim and Machzir Minoto, you don't have to go back because Shechol Omra B'Shomei HaTfilah, you could say it during Shomei HaTfilah. Havdalah B'Chon HaDat, En Machzir Oto B'Shechol Omra Lakos. And if you didn't say Havdalah in Tfilah, you don't have to go back because you're going to say it on the Kos. So, in other words, why don't we just say it in Shomea Tefillah? The answer is Ta'ashani. If you made a mistake and forgot it, so we allow you to say it in Shomea Tefillah. We don't originally set it up to be said in Shomea Tefillah, and therefore, Biver Babaya says, you can't say it in the winter, you can't say Avinenu. So this Meimra of Ravasi, that talks about forgetting, leaving out three critical things that are seasonal. One is Mashiva Ruach, the other is Tein Talu Matar, and the other is Havdalah. What to do? So Meitave, watch this challenge. If you forgot Mashiva Ruach, you have to go back and daven. Shelav Berchat Hashanim Machzirin Oto. If you forgot to ask for rain in Berchat Hashanim, you do have to go and daven again. Havdalah B'chonin Adat Ein Machzirin Oto Menei Shecholim Ra Lakos. So if you've got Havdalah, you don't have to go back because you're going to say it on the Kos. Which means that Shelav Berchat Hashanim now becomes a problem. Because in our Meimra, you don't have to say it because you can say it in Shema'at Tefillah. But in this Meimra, you do have to repeat it. So the answer is, Lo kan shehabi achid habet sibur. If you're davening on your own, then you have to go back and say it because you're not going to hear it later. But betzibur, you'll hear from the shleach tzibur. Betzibur my time, alo mishum desham alo mishleach tzibur. But that's not the reason it was given in the Meimra. So the Gemara says, if you're with a community, you don't have to repeat it because you'll hear it from the shleach tzibur. Then the reason offered by Ravasi is not accurate. It's not because you could say it later in Shema Tefillah, it's because you're going to hear it. So the simple solution is both cases are talking about when you're davening on your own, which means, by the way, the implication here is that if you're davening with Tzibur in any case, you don't have to repeat it because you can just hear it from the Shteach Tzibur. It depends if you remembered before or after Shema Tefillah. If you remembered before Shema Tefillah, put it in Shema Tefillah. If you remember it afterwards, it's too late, and then you go back and daven. What happens if in the bracha of Avodah, Ritzei, you didn't mention Ya'alevi Avoy, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Chozer la'avodah, you go back to Ritzei and say it right. Nizkar b'hoda'ah, if you're in the middle of Modim, Chozer la'avodah. B'sim shalom, you're in the last bracha, Chozer la'avodah, meaning Avodah is the beginning of that system, and that's where Rosh Chodesh has to mention. But if you finished all of Tefillah, you have to go back and say the whole thing. You can't just go to Avodah. You got to say a proper Tefillah. Proper Breder of Achab Adah. Hadaman Siyem Chozer L'Rosh, Toman Elishak Karaglav. He says, when you said that if you finished, you have to go back to the beginning, that's only if you actually moved your legs to step backwards. Havaloah Karaglav, you're still in place, saying other Tachanunim, Elohainitzor, etc. Chozer L'Avodah, you're still in the middle of Tefillah, and you go back to Avodah. How do you know that? So Amar Lei, Rav Papa answered that Me Abba Mari Shamili. I heard it from Abba Mari. Abba Mari Me Rav. He heard it from Rav. Goes back to a good tradition. Nachman Yitzchak Adamonakar Glav Chozer LaRosh. So Nachman Yitzchak adds in when we said that if you moved your legs, you have to go back to the beginning. Lomran Elishen Ragilamar Tachnu Achar Tefilato. Some of the custom taking three steps backwards and then saying more tacharunim, like we say V'arval Hashem. But if you take three steps backward, but you are custom every tefillah to add more tacharunim when you're standing there, then you're still considered middle tefillah. And if that's when you remember it, Chozer la'avodah, you just go back to avodah. There's another version which is the opposite. The Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, when do we say that if you didn't move your legs, you can go back to avodah? That's only if you do say tachanunim. But if you're not accustomed to it, then you have to go back to the beginning, because the minute that you finish tefillah, and if you don't normally add anything else, then you're really done, and then if you remember at that point that you forgot Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back to the beginning. Okay, we'll pick it up with our final podcast, and this is the fourth parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.